And before that, Angel Olsen, our feature album artist of the week with What It Is. 16 minutes past 8 o'clock here on 2SER Breakfast, and it is time to chat movies. In with us to tell us what he's been watching lately, we are joined now by Michael Jones. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Tess. What it is Halloween.
It sure is.
And I've got a film that's in the theme of Halloween, given it's the 31st of October. It's called Little Monsters. It's an Australian movie, and it's written and directed by Abe Forsyth, and it stars Alexander Englund, Lupita Nyong'o, and Josh Gad, and Kat Stewart. So that's quite a combination here. Now, Dave, played by Alexander Englund, he's a loser. He's been dumped by his girlfriend because he just won't grow up. You know, he's pushing 30. He still wants to be in a rock band and, you know, smoke bongs, play video games and stuff, and doesn't want to actually pop the question. Settle down, get into that sort of domestic bliss. Anyway, he ends up on his sister's couch, his sister played by Kat Stewart, and he's forced to occasionally look after his young nephew, Felix. One day, Dave gets roped in by Felix's teacher, the lovely Miss Caroline, who's played by Lupita Nyong'o, into accompanying Felix's class on a school excursion because they need that extra chaperone. And then the zombies attack.
Of course. Okay. Wow. Until that point, my biggest question was, why would you choose some kid's random uncle to go on the school trip? But now I have bigger questions. Continue.
The zombies attack. Yeah, so it is quite a strange combination. You've got comedy, romance, a bit of a coming of age for a very immature guy, mixed in with some horrific violence. This is quite possibly one of the silliest films of the year. And aren't zombies a bit passé by now? How many zombie films have there been in the last 5 years? Aren't they like the vampires of the early 2000s?
I was just about to say, we're cycling through. We did vampires, then there was werewolves for a while. Zombies have got to be coming to the end. Something else will appear.
Well, I'm hoping so, because I'm a bit over zombies. Anyway, there are some pretty funny moments in this film, but there are also some often pretty crude, which is kind of weird, given that most of Englund and Nyong'o's supporting cast in this film are about 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because Alexander Englund, he comes out with these really disgusting jokes, and there are 6 or 7 year olds present. It's kind of weird. And Josh Gad's character, his name is Teddy McGiggle in this film, and he's just all round revolting. Even when he's in his overly wholesome child entertainer persona, he just comes across as someone you wouldn't want your child to be anywhere near. It's a very weird thing. Now, Englund and Nyong'o, they do have good comedic chemistry, and you can tell there's a bit of romance there as well, with Nyong'o playing the straight woman to England's well-meaning goofball. But ultimately, I'm not sure who this film's aimed at. It's like the humour is a bit too immature for anyone older than 14, and yet the horror scenes are a bit too confronting for anyone younger than about 12. And also many of the jokes are so crude that you'd possibly be arrested if you told them to anyone under the age of about 15. So it's just kind of a strange mix. Little Monsters, it does have its moments, but I don't know if it'd raise the undead or not. So
not so great.
Yeah, jury's still out on that one. We'll move on to a film called Brittany Runs a Marathon.
I feel like I've heard of this one.
This film did screen at the Sydney Film Festival and was
that
met with a lot of approval at the Sydney Film Festival, a lot of thumbs up, and I think it got a lot of votes and things at the Sydney Film Festival.
Whatever they do.
I don't think it won any prize, but people liked it and got a good word of mouth. It stars Gillian Bell, who has lots of TV comedy credits, and Alice Lee. It's written and directed by Paul Downs Colaizzo. It's his feature film debut. This film was inspired by a friend of Colaizzo's who changed her life and ended up running the New York Marathon. Now, there's not much going on in Brittany's life. She's played by Gillian Bell. She shares an apartment she can't really afford, mainly due to her lackadaisical approach to employment, with her vain best friend Gretchen, played by Alice Lee, who she's always happy to play wingwoman for. She'll do anything for Gretchen, but Gretchen doesn't reciprocate that often. Anyway, Brittany drinks too much, she eats badly, she has some fairly low self-esteem. But finally her lifestyle starts to catch up with her, and after a visit to a doctor, she gets an ultimatum that she really needs to change that lifestyle or she will stay really, really unhealthy until she dies. It's not like, if you don't change your life now, you will die. It's just like, you'll just be really unhealthy. You'll probably get diabetes, you know, that sort of stuff.
Now is the moment to change.
You might want to think about doing something about it. So, frightened off by the exorbitant costs of gyms in New York, Brittany resorts to the last option. She puts on a pair of cheap, nasty sneakers and goes for a run. which doesn't last very long, of course, because this is the first time she's been for a run in many, many years, and I think she makes it to the end of the block.
I can relate to that.
You can see where this story is going. The title sort of gives it away.
It's a little bit of a spoiler.
Brittany runs a marathon. I think in the end, I think she might just get a bit further than the end of the block. But the thing that really makes this film is the relatable performance of Jillian Bell. It makes this film really watchable, and as we watch her character transform from a sort of wisecracking, self-loathing smartass to a much more positive and likable wisecracking smartass, who becomes much more aware of her own value as a person and is also able to expand friendship networks, all because she decided to give herself a goal and make some efforts into changing her life. And it's really quite a positive sort of a film. Now, Jillian Bell's comedic skills, they lift this film sort of above the average sort of inspirational true story. And Jillian Bell, she's no fitness model. You know, often in these films they cast someone, you know, built like a stick who already looks like that runs marathons.
Yeah.
Jillian Bell doesn't look like she runs marathons.
Oh, that's good.
But she did actually train and run a lot of kilometres for this film. You do see her progress throughout the film, so it's quite relatable. Brittany Runs a Marathon. It's a film with legs that goes the distance.
Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.